Riggs and Alley, rewind.
3.5 hours last night, my wife and I did something we have never, ever done before, ever. Ever. Ever.
The hell'd you do?
We watched a Martin Scorsese film.
What film?
You know how he's famous for his old, like, mobster movies, right?
Yeah.
So you think of, like, every single mobster you can think of that's played him on the big screen. Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, all the big, you know, huge actors.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix got them all together with Martin Scorsese to do this one movie, and it was 3.5 hours long. My wife and I wanted to watch it, but it was between seeing that at home on Netflix or going out and seeing A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, which I talked to Allie and you, Gibbons, about yesterday at the parade, the Menominee Falls parade, about, you know, if we should see Beautiful Day.
He got out of the car
and
said, what should I go see? And I said, go see Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah. Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood or Ford versus Ferrari. It was going to be one of the two. So the parade went a little bit longer than we thought because we were last.
Yes.
We went back by Santa.
We got to be by Santa, though, so it's fine.
Yes. We did. We were bringing up Santa at the end, which I was like, we're at the end, which sucks because you got to wait there for everyone to go ahead of you, but you're right there by Santa.
Hang out with St. Nick, dude.
Right there with him. You're right there with Santa.
So
by the time I got home, it was too late to really go and see a movie. So we thought, let's stay home and watch a movie. But this one, when we pulled it up, 3.5 hours long.
Ooh.
And I committed to it because
I was going to say, you don't have to stay and watch a movie in your own house, bro.
Yeah.
She said that halfway through. She goes, you know, we can pause it. And
you
I said,
quit.
No.
Totally.
I said, no, I'm not going to quit. I was like, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to watch till the last minute of this
movie.
It was called The Irishman on Netflix.
Mm.
It's got De Niro, Pacino, James Caan, literally everybody you can think of. Ray Romano's in it.
Jeez.
It's huge. Joe Pesci's in it. He's a big part. Joe Pesci's in it.
I was going to ask Joe Pesci's in it.
Yeah, name somebody. They're in it.
Ray Liotta?
Ray Liotta.
Every mobster you can think of.
The one that isn't in it.
That's the only one I can think of.
You said name everybody.
Don't tell me to do that.
No, good for you, though. No, but it's about this Philly guy, this like rough, tough Philly guy. It reminded me of Gibbons a lot because this guy doesn't take no crap from anybody. And he works with Jimmy Hoffa. You know Jimmy Hoffa,
right? Yes, I know Jimmy Hoffa.
It's all about Pacino. He plays Jimmy Hoffa. And the only thing you really know about Jimmy Hoffa is that he went missing, but there's a huge story behind Jimmy Hoffa. And like how that all came to be.
Is this in theaters or this is a Netflix exclusive?
No, this is a Netflix exclusive.
It
was Martin Scorsese's most expensive, like over $100 million this movie. His longest, over 200 minutes, 3.5 hours this movie. I've never watched a movie that long and sat down and committed to it from beginning to end. And I'm glad that I did because it was awesome.
And it was in theaters for like a week or two. And
was
I believe it?
It
was the first ever Netflix movie to go into theaters. It was for like two weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know
a very limited engagement release. Yep.
I didn't know that. But if you have a Netflix and you have 3.5 hours, I would 100% recommend it. It was very good.
Three and a half hours goes to a series on Netflix. That's like three whole episodes of something.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Or at least two. I agree. Like, make it a miniseries, right?
Right.
A docuseries.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.